Golf, the final weekend of January, is the FBR Open. And right now we'll take a look at that leaderboard. It is the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And it's the FBR Open in Scottsdale, Arizona at the TPC Scottsdale, 7,200-yard par 71 track. And after three rounds of play, Kenny Perry is your leader. He is at 12 under par, 201 after rounds of 72, 63, and 66. Scott Piercy is alone in second at minus 11. He is one stroke back of Perry. That's your final pairing today, and Jim Nance mentioned it a couple of times on yesterday's CBS broadcast. A nice alliteration, Perry and Piercy in the final pairing. There is a three-way tie for third. Kevin Na, Brian Gay, and Charlie Hoffman are all at 10 under par. Then you've got seven more men, tied for sixth at minus nine. Jeff Ogilvie, Ted Purdy, Jeff Maggart, David Toms, Ryan Moore, James Nitties, and Matt Kuchar. All of those players are at nine under par, three shots back of Kenny Perry. So you've got 13 players all within three shots at a lead, but the leader, of course, is Kenny Perry, and I like his chances today. He won three times last year on the PGA Tour. He had that phenomenal Ryder Cup performance at Valhalla in his home state of Kentucky, and he is poised this year, I think, to win possibly two or three more times on the PGA Tour. You remember he did not play in last year's Masters or U.S. Open or British Open. He only played one round in the PGA Championship and then had to withdraw after scratching his cornea and could not see clearly, so he had to withdraw. So last year on the PGA Tour, Kenny Perry only playing in one round of a major championship, and this year he's decided to not do that again. He's going to play in the Masters. He's planning to play at the U.S. Open at Bethpage, as well as the British Open and the PGA Championship. The guy is in the top 20 in the world rankings, so he gets into all four majors, and he has said he plans to play in all four majors. And he's also said that one of his goals before he turns 50 and makes it onto the Champions Tour, so he's got about a year and a half left because he is 48 years of age. He wants to win eight more times. He's got 12 career PGA Tour victories, wants to win eight more to get to that magic number of 20 before he turns 50 and makes it onto the Champions Tour. So Kenny Perry is your third round leader today going into the final round of the FBR Open in Scottsdale, Arizona. 12 under par, 201, one shot ahead of Scott Piercy, who is in solo second at minus 11. That's your final pairing today in Arizona. Three-way tie for third, Kevin Na, Brian Gay, and Charlie Hoffman all at minus 10. Perhaps the second biggest story this weekend in Arizona at the FBR is all the huge names that missed the cut. Namely, Phil Mickelson. He shot a first round 5 over par 76, and then he shot a second round 2 over par 73. He missed the cut by 7 strokes, and for the second time in 3 years, he missed the cut at the FBR Open. It's the first time Mickelson has missed the cut in his season debut since he turned pro in 1992. So that was a huge upset. Phil Mickelson, in his season debut, goes 76-73 and misses the cut by 7 strokes. But he's not the only name that is not here on the weekend at the FBR Open. Camilo Vijaygas, J.B. Holmes, the defending champion, Mike Weir, and Anthony Kim. All of those big names missing the cut this weekend. So perhaps that's one of the two or three biggest stories, is who did not make the cut for Saturday's third round and today's final round. Phil Mickelson in his season debut, Camilo Vijaygas, J.B. Holmes, Mike Weir, and Anthony Kim. That is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, broadcasting live this morning from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. Exit 121 off of I-95. Holly Taylor and Mike Ottinger hosting us today.